You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Some major retailers are pulling some Chinese-made video surveillance cameras and equipment off their shelves. That's due to concerns the companies that make the equipment, Lorex and Esviz, have ties to human rights abuses in China as part of the vast network being used to surveil Uyghurs, an ethnic minority group of over 12 million people living in China. This was brought to the attention of Home Depot and others by the publication TechCrunch, which also reported that Lowe's and Best Buy stopped selling these products. Sam Sachs is a cyber policy fellow at the nonprofit New America and a research scholar at Yale. She said this is an area where U.S. companies are on their own when it comes to this kind of thing.
There's nothing in U.S. law, from my understanding, that would prohibit companies like Home Depot from selling them in the store. And I think that what retailers are responding to is more reputational risk, because this is really a gray zone, and I think it's very difficult from an enforcement perspective. Also, American companies are kind of out on their own. There's not really legislation that get at these particular human rights issues and particularly this sort of web of supply chains.
Worth noting here that China consistently responds to these kinds of stories by saying forced labor doesn't exist in the country, but the U.S. government, the UN, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and most experts on the topic point to reams of evidence to the contrary. Has highlighting these concerns over the years made any difference?
You know, I think it has at the margins. The Chinese government has made an effort to shift, I think, to be sort of less blatant in some ways. I think that there are reports coming out, not that the camps are closing per se, but that they are maybe shifting some of the focus to the traditional prison system or looking to relocate some of the Uyghurs that have been in the re-education camps to vocational facilities in other parts of China. You know, the question is, are these meaningful shifts? Is the Chinese government actually responding in a meaningful way? I think that's maybe a bit of a different question, but the sort of public shaming, I think, is having an effect on how visible some of these efforts are.
This is coming at a time when supply chain issues are already making it challenging to buy some consumer tech and other consumer products. How is that factoring into how vigilant companies are being monitoring their supply chains for whether or not their products are being made using forced labor?
You know, I think there's a sea change underway where in the sort of globalization golden era, the emphasis was on how can we increase efficiency in supply chains and bring products at the lowest cost to consumers. And now with the attention on human rights abuses and how some of these entanglements in China create not just human rights issues, but also potential national security risks, I think companies are facing increased pressure to be accountable to those sort of notoriously complicated and difficult to monitor pieces of the supply chain.
Sam Sachs is a cyber policy fellow at the nonprofit New America. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.